Now, as a special treat, we are joined by Alba Rose from Berlin, who has just released their EP, First Light. Congratulations, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
What's the time in Berlin?
It's 10:30 p.m. It's the exact opposite, so it actually makes it so much easier to figure out time zones.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so nice. First off, I have to ask if there's an intentional link between your name, Alba Rose, meaning the first light of dawn, and the EP's name, First Light.
Yes. Yeah, that's such a good question. There is a link. It wasn't intentional, but Alba actually means first light of dawn in Spanish, and that was a name. It's my middle name, and it was gifted to me by my grandma, who's Spanish. And I found when I was creating the music, it was about a period of time of like sitting in the shadows and the pits, kind of in the darkness, and getting through, I guess, a moment of just challenges, personal stuff going on. And then it was kind of the moment that a lot of this music I found was when I actually wrote it, was coming out of that moment, and it was the first light of like realizing, oh, you're in the next chapter, you're on the other side. And once I saw that cohesive messaging through my music, I was like, oh wow, that actually just ties into my name, Alba. So it's kind of nice. It's like it's the biggest body of work that I've created yet, and it's nice for it to actually have a direct link to my name. So good question.
Yeah, it must have just sort of all fallen into place. And I wonder, having your name as Alba, as your stage name, I suppose, is there a sense of pride that comes along with that?
Yeah, I guess the feeling of that it's it is one of my real names, and that it was kind of passed on to me from my Spanish grand. I guess that's another nice question. There is a sense of, I like being an alias. Like I like kind of, there's Alba and then there's Rosie, which is my real name. And I also like being able to get on stage and be like, okay, Alba's up now. And it's just a bit more playful, I find.
Yeah. It's nice to have that distinction. I think it's easier to sort of put yourself out there as a performer when it is under an alias too.
Yeah.
What are some adjectives that you found yourself continually pulled to while describing the EP or your music as a whole to people?
Consistent words that I've been feeling when talking about the EP has been kind of atmospheric, soulful, kind of vibrant, and indie soul. A little bit of indie pop, but kind of summer shimmery. It is good for the New Zealand summer. There's a song called Sunshine, and that's kind of like the wake of when you come out the other side and you're like, oh my god, I can finally feel the seasons and the sun and everything again. And it's nice to release that coming into New Zealand summer. It's quite funny, like having that song, and now I'm in Berlin winter and it's dark at like almost 3:30 in the evening, and it's still dark at 8 in the morning, so it's not as fitting, but maybe metaphorically, yes.
Yeah, are you missing the New Zealand weather at all?
Yeah, it actually just started kicking in. The city is so alive at night, so there's so much to still do here, but I'm such a nature person, so like being outside on the beach and having no shoes on, you'd never wear no shoes around the city here. But I have started to really miss the long days and summer nights.
Yeah. So where do you begin in that process of making music as a form of expression? Has it always come to you naturally, or was it something that you had to piece together more manually?
Yeah, I've always loved singing and songwriting. So that process has always been super natural. I've always written a lot of poems and stories, and my conversations with people. I love connecting like people and the ideas and feelings and shared emotion. And I think that I found actually later in my teen years and then early into uni that I really loved doing through performing and songwriting and singing. So the singing and harmonies and melodies itself has always been supernatural, but it's really been more in the last like 4 or 5 years that I've started to piece together more, like knowing much better instrumentation and chords on the guitar and how to communicate ideas like properly with other musicians and a band. And that's been more self-taught in Self-learned,
Have you been finding that having an understanding of the technical sides of music has helped you in that communication, like you said?
Definitely, especially producing as well, knowing what you're wanting to do in a mix. And I mean, that's a whole nother level outside of the instrumentation, but definitely doing some self-learning has helped hugely, like trying to express the idea and the story and in the feeling, actually.
Would you say that it's essential to have this base ground understanding? Because I know there's a few musicians out there who don't read music and actually prefer it that way because things might come more organically to them. Or how have you found, like, has there been a shift from before that self-taught process to after?
There has been a shift, but I probably still do come back to my keywords being like, I want it to feel warm and a bit bubbly, or there's so many ways to communicate music that isn't just done with technical language. So I don't think it's like a requirement at all. I think it definitely helps, but there's also other ways you can express the things you're trying to say, and especially just having like reference tracks. And if you kind of know the sound you want, you can pull apart a lot of ways to get there. So I think it's definitely doable,
So back to your EP, First Light. We've talked about it's coming out of the shadows and the song Sunshine being about maybe an homage to New Zealand summers. What else are we unpacking?
So, the first song, The Long Road, that was actually written when I went on a family trip to Spain 2 years ago, and we hadn't seen my I'm from a my grandma was one of 14 children, so she's got a really big Spanish family, and we hadn't reconnected with them in about 13 years. So it was the first time going over there in a long time, and being there, it just kind of made me realize so much about myself and my life that I didn't know and that I wanted to explore and experience. And there's kind of, and then simultaneously, I was also going through a breakup and figuring out what my next steps were. And I was like, oh my gosh. And it was kind of this concept of bigger thinking, like there's so much more to know about life and historic ties. And that I just really wanted to explore. And that's more what The Long Road's about. And then, I don't know if I should go through all songs
Yeah,
on the
no, that's
EP,
okay.
but then.
That was really nice. Like, sort of getting in touch with parts of yourself didn't even know existed, and probably family that you've never met before.
So there's parts of like feeling, getting through this confusion of, I mean, life always comes up and down, and there's always hugely confusing moments. I think that's part of life. And so there was, I guess, there's this wave of going through one of those, and also kind of feeling a bit confused about part of my identity and purpose and various different things, because that all kind of comes up when you're going through things like breakups and transitional periods. And so then there's like Freedom, which is another song, which is kind of like when you realize you're actually ready to like let go of something or someone, and it's that moment where you're just like, oh, okay, like I have to do this. So it's kind of exploring like a whole chapter of my life. My someone said to me once, like, it's funny, like your music, it really shows where you're at. And I was like, oh my gosh, it is. Just put my heart on my sleeve.
Yeah, just an open book. Thank you for
I know, too
sharing.
open. Try to
Yeah,
be more mysterious. That's not really working.
no, mystery is overrated. I appreciate people that just put it all out there. So you're based in Berlin now, having moved from Wellington. Do you have any parallels between the two places?
I have actually noticed parallels. People say that it's kind of that stepping stone of like Wellington to Melbourne to Berlin, and I feel very like connected to Wellington in weird ways. Just like the sort of people are so quirky here, and they're so like themselves and very authentic, and there's so many little pockets where there's just such unique little bubbles. And I feel like in Wellington you'd turn the corner and you wouldn't know what to expect, and it's kind of like that here in Berlin too. And it's just the sort of city that gives you what you put into it. So I'm excited to keep learning and growing here for the next, not sure how long, but we'll see.
I wonder what comes after Berlin. Maybe it's the return home.
Yes, I know. I will definitely be a summer home soon.
Yeah. So we're going to
Touch some
play.
sand.
Yeah, touch some sand, my goodness. We're going to play a couple of tracks from your EP. Would you like to choose them for us?
Yeah, I reckon we'll do The Long Road and Sunshine, as we've just talked about those two.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for joining us. That is Alba Rose talking about their new EP, First Light.
Thank you for having me, Sophia. Nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you.
Bye.
Face in the puzzle, space between the lines, holding each other, repeat and redefine. I see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. That's always the answer. And this is my best friend. We're walking together. music in daylight.